Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Topa. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Today we're coming from Ecclesiastes 11 and 12. From the New King James Version of the Word of God. It is late here in the Pacific Northwest and early in other places in the world where you have just awakened. Amen. We're giving glory and honor to the Lord for all that he's done for awakening us, amen, to a new day and giving us a mind to come into his presence even right now. I mean, there are times when the day grows late and we feel like, oh, well, I'll just wait till tomorrow. But I praise God, amen, that we're here right now to give him glory, to acknowledge his presence. He is Lord. He is God. He is our strength, our provider, our keeper, our hero. He's our hero. Glory to God. When we can't rely on anything else or anyone else, and there seems like there's no hope in any other area, we can look up and we can see the salvation of God. Amen. If we'll just be still for just a moment, the Lord will show himself faithful. He will show himself true. He will show you that he is your God. He is your deliverer. He is your help in the time of trouble. Amen. I am a living testimony of that today. The Lord has done that for me this week. Amen. I have had, the most dismal of 24 hours, amen, and the Lord turned it around in the second half of that, amen, so that the second 24 hours, the Lord, amen, came through, amen, and he gave me wisdom in the situation that turned it around for me, amen, and allowed me to see without a shadow of a doubt that God is a present help in the time of trouble, and he is truly my hero today, amen, and he wants to be that, all of us, amen. This is a relationship, and just like your husband is your hero, or he ought to be, God is absolutely your hero and your husband. Glory to God, because hopefully you're serving him together, and if you're not, continue to serve the Lord so that your husband will see the light that is in you and be sanctified, amen, by the Spirit of God, amen, and he will eventually turn, amen. The Lord will move on your behalf so that something will happen, amen. I praise God when we pray, when we are steadfast, when we are unmovable in our pursuit of this relationship, amen. All things have to work for our good. Glory to God. And they do, because God is faithful. He is faithful. Glory to God. Amen. I give him glory and honor today. I am excited in the Lord because he moved. Hallelujah. He moved. He moved. And I thank him. 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 I thank him so much. Amen. I give glory and honor to the Lord because it wasn't, I am a created being. Amen. I'll say it like that. I am a created being. And every talent and every ability that is in me, it is God-given. It wasn't as if I came up with things on my own. It wasn't as if I have a talent in and of myself. God gave it. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. And I praise him for it. Amen. And he allowed me, amen, to look as if it was me shining. But what it was the Spirit of the Lord shining through me. And I praise God today. I praise him. Hallelujah. I thank him. I thank him. And I thank him again. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. As we go into the presence of the Lord, amen, and into our reading from Ecclesiastes 11 and 12 from the New King James Version of the Word of God, let's pray. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come before you humbly,
thanking you. Oh, Lord God, we give you thanks and praise because you and you alone are God. You and you alone control all things. You and you alone, Lord God, can turn things on a dime and cause them, Lord God, to be turned from darkness to light. You and you alone, Lord God, can deliver. You and you alone, Lord God, oh, Lord, can walk into the room, Lord God, and all darkness, hallelujah, is overshadowed by the light of your presence. Lord God, we give you glory. We give you praise and honor today. Oh, Lord God, I thank you for all things, Lord God, that you are in everything that you have done. I thank you, Lord, for the breakthroughs that are coming forth even right now in all of our lives. I thank you, Lord, for the relationships that are being healed, for the healings in our bodies, in our minds, in our souls, Lord God, for those things that seem to be impossible, Lord God, to be turned because you are God. Oh, my God, I give you glory. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, because you are moving mountains out of our way. I thank you, Lord, that you are turning situations that are so difficult that we just feel like our hands are up. We don't know what to do. Oh, Lord, but everything we need is in you, and it has been all the time. Oh, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for honoring us with your presence, Lord God, and helping us, Lord, through this tough terrain, which is this life. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for always aligning us and realigning us and positioning us and repositioning us and forgiving us and giving us hope and gift and blessing faith. We thank you, Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord, and we bless your name today. Oh, Lord, bless us as we go forward in the word, Lord God. Bless us, Lord God, and help us, Lord God, to be impressed, place an impression into our hearts, into our minds, in our souls as we read. Lord, let your spirit speak to us, give us revelations from on high. Lord, what should we take away from this reading today? Lord God, let your spirit move in each and every one of us, Lord God. Let there be a special blessing upon your people today, Lord God. We need you. We need you every day and every hour for everything under the sun, even when we don't acknowledge it, even when we take it for granted. We need you, Lord, for everything, everything, everything. We need you, Lord God. Bless, heal, and deliver, Lord God, in the midst of us, Lord God, and help us to go forward, Lord God. Give us, Lord God, innovative ideas and creative ideas, Lord God, to go forward, Lord God, to bring our nations, to bring our cities, Lord God, to bring our families, to bring our relationships into right fellowship with you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move in us, Lord God. Help us to be a vehicle for change, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we bless your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. We're reading from Ecclesiastes, chapters 11 and 12 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. And we give him glory and honor and praise in the midst of it all. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Give a serving to seven and also to eight, for you do not know what evil will be on the earth. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves from the earth upon the earth. And if a tree falls to the south or the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it shall lie. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. As you do not know what is the way of the wind or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child, so you do not know the works of God who makes everything. In the morning sow your seed, and in the evening do not withhold your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or whether both alike will be good. Truly the light is sweet, and it is pleasant for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man lives many years and rejoices in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many. All that is coming is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer
you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes. But know that for all these things, God will bring you to judgment. Therefore, remove sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun and the light and the moon and the stars are not darkened and the clouds do not return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men bow down. When the grinders cease because they are few and those that look through the window grow dim. When the doors are shut in the streets and the sound of grinding is low. When one rises up at the sound of a bird and all the daughters of music are brought low. Also, they are afraid of height and of tares in the way. When the almond tree blossoms and grasshopper in a burden and desire fails. For man goes to his eternal home and the mourners go about the streets. Remember your Creator before the silver cord is loosed, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the well. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. Vanity of vanity, says the preacher, all is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he taught the people knowledge. Yes, he pondered and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find acceptable words, and what was written was upright, words of truth. The words of the wise are like goads, and the words of the scholars are like well-driven nails given by one shepherd. And further, my son, be admonished by these. Of making many books, there is no end, and much study is wearisome to the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. This is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. I have read and you have heard from Ecclesiastes chapters 11 and 12 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We acknowledge today that the Holy Bible is, amen, the written word of God. It is a living word. It is alive. Amen. And it is moving. Amen. In the midst of evil and in the midst of good. And Solomon, the preacher, acknowledged, amen, the conclusion of the whole matter in his study of life and in his study of those things that are vanity and looking at what God has done and who God is. He came to a conclusion for the whole matter that if we are wise, we will also conclude. And he said this, I do repeat, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. The King James Version says, for this is the whole duty of man. This is man's all. This is the whole duty of man, to fear God and keep his commandments. Amen. To reverence God, to be in relationship with God, to come before into his presence daily, asking him instructions and acknowledging that he is the only true and living God. The only way to salvation is through Jesus. There is no other way. Men have been opening up their mouths and receiving and opening up their hearts and receiving the devil, amen, by another name, amen. The spirit of the Antichrist is what they're receiving. They have not received Christ, because the only way to salvation is through Jesus Christ. The only way is to truly fear God and keep his commandments. This is a whole duty of man. Amen. We praise God today. Amen. For the word lets us know that for God will bring every work into judgment, even those things that are done in secret, whether they're good or they're evil. God sees all. He sees them all, good and evil. And we give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. Because he will reward us for our good. Amen. He will correct us for our evil. And if we continue in that evil, he will punish us for that evil. And he's already told us in his word, his commandments, in his word, exactly what will happen if we don't turn. It tells us exactly what will happen if we don't receive the gift of life. It lets us know. We cannot say we didn't know when we transition into eternity. We can't stand in the presence of the Lord and say we didn't know, because he will be able to show us in that moment every opportunity we had to give him that big yes, every opportunity we had to turn. He will show us every opportunity that he aligned us and realigned us, positioned us and repositioned us, and we didn't heed. Glory to God. He will show us at that time, not just the evil, but also the good. He'll show us every opportunity we had and every opportunity we took. He'll show us all of that. Amen. I want to be on the side of life. Oh, I give glory to God because he is merciful and he loves us so much. So much. He loves us. Amen. And he wants us to be with him. Amen. In paradise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's say yes to the Lord today. Give him that big yes. That big yes. Big yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. The word lets us know that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Glory to God. Amen. And when we receive him, when we call upon his name and we repent of our sins and turn away from the things that we know is evil, and as we receive him, he will cleanse us. He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness and put us on the path, amen, to truth, the path of life. Acknowledging before we acknowledge God, before we turn away from our wickedness and allow the Spirit of the Lord to come inside of us, we were on a path of death. Amen. The word lets us know there is a way that it seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So before we said yes to the Lord, before we say yes to the Lord, the path that we're on is the path to death. Even if it seems like it's right. Even if it looks like it's right. The word lets us know there's a way that seems right. It really seems right. But it's the way of death. Only Jesus brings light. Only Jesus brings life. Only Jesus is the way. The word tells us he's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. No man. Glory to God. Don't be fooled. Don't be bamboozled. Amen. Call upon Jesus today. Amen. Jeremiah said, call upon the Lord. Amen. And he will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Amen. The New Testament, it tells us to call upon Jesus. Amen. It tells us to call upon him. Amen. And we will be saved. The disciples, amen, Peter rose up on the day of Pentecost when the Lord had power from on high, and that they would be witnesses, amen, of all things throughout all the world, but first in Jerusalem and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Glory to God. And he poured out his Spirit on them first, and they received the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, and they begin to speak in tongues as the Spirit of the Lord gave them utterance. Don't believe the lying devil that has that word out saying that is not God. That is the enemy. He has always been an accuser of the saints of God, and he has always been at odds with God, always trying to turn away
every blessing from the people of God, trying to turn them away from the gift that God has given, because he is really and truly trying to take as many with him to his punishment that he can. He is already damned. You are not. You have time. You have today. Today is the day of salvation. You have today to turn. You don't have to reap the same reward that Satan, Lucifer, and his fallen angels are going to reap. They are doomed. They cannot turn. Their punishment is already set. Yours is not. Have life today. This day, things can turn on a dime for you. And God will do it. He is faithful. Yeah, yeah, I know. Everyone has not been faithful in your life. People have failed you over and over and over again. I know. I know. Same thing has happened to me. They don't know how to be faithful to you at all times, because all of us are experiencing this life simultaneously. There are times when we're absolutely selfish and we cannot see the needs of each other, although that may not be on purpose. Because I think we do try. Most people try. Even people that are sinful try to do good. I know too many people that are morally upright and do wonderful things for people. They do wonderful works in the earth, but they haven't acknowledged God. They haven't kept his commandments. So just doing good is not enough. You have to have the Spirit of God in your life. You have to be sealed, amen, by his Spirit for him to acknowledge you as his. Glory to God. This is our faith with our works. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say yes to the Lord today. Amen. Say yes, and he will come. He will accept you. Amen. He will enter in. He will enter into your spirit, and you will begin to speak in tongues as the Spirit gives utterance, just as they did on the day of Pentecost. You will have that very same experience, just as Cornelius did. Amen. He was the first Gentile. The others were Jews, but first Gentiles. Cornelius, amen, he didn't know God. He knew that there was a God. Amen. He must have heard of God by perhaps someone passing through, amen, but he acknowledged God, and he prayed to God because he knew there was a God. So the Lord must have shown himself to him at some time, just as he's doing for you even right now. And Cornelius had a dream and received instructions from the Lord during his time of prayer. I don't know if it was a dream or not, amen. I just want to say that in the 10th chapter of Acts. Amen. I'm not looking at it right now, so I don't want to mislead you. Hallelujah. But it's in the 10th chapter. Cornelius received instructions from the Lord to go and receive Peter, to have him come back. Amen. And at the same time, the Lord was speaking to Peter, and he did have a dream, and the Lord showed him things. Amen. So that he knew that it was okay for him to go as a Jew, amen, into the house of that Gentile. Because the Lord let him know what he had cleansed, let no man call unclean. Amen. And Peter did go into his house, and he preached Jesus to Cornelius. And those who heard, amen, received the Holy Ghost just as they did on the day of Pentecost. And they began to speak in tongues and rejoice in the Lord, just like they did on the day of Pentecost. Amen. Paul met some disciples, amen, on the road. And when he was on the road and preaching himself, and he asked them, did they receive the Holy Ghost since they believed? And they didn't even know if there was any Holy Ghost. They acknowledged that we don't even know if there is any Holy Ghost. And he asked them, then, to what do you believe? And they said, we believe upon the baptism of John. And he let them know John's baptism was the, amen, and he let them know the word of God more perfectly. And he laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues and prophesying, just as they did on the day of Pentecost, just as they did in the house of Cornelius. Amen. This is to you and your sons and daughters, and as to many as are afar off. Amen. Don't let the devil lie to you. He has some people bamboozled, hoodwinked, deceived. Don't let it be you or your house. Amen. Because Jesus is knocking. He's here right now to turn your life around and to turn the kingdom of the devil upside down on his ear so he cannot do the things that he sought to do in your life. Because no weapon that is formed against you can prosper. It cannot. Not when you belong to the Lord. Amen. That is part of that inheritance, the heritage of those who belong to him. Glory to God. Amen. We praise God. We praise God, and we acknowledge the whole duty of man. It is to fear God and keep his commandments. Amen. We give glory to Jesus today, the author and the finisher, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. We give glory to Jesus today, our deliverer. Amen. Our keeper, our provider, our hero. Glory to Jesus. Amen. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. I hope you, and I do pray that you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.